and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid. The calf and the lion shall eat together, and a little child shall leave them. The cow and the bear shall graze their young, and their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. On that day, the root of Jesse shall stand as a signal to the peoples. The nations shall inquire of him, and his dwelling shall be glorious. On that day, the Lord will extend his hand yet a second time to recover the remnant that is left of his people from Assyria, from Egypt, from Pathros, from Ethiopia, from Elam, from Shinar, from Hamath, and from the coastlands of the sea. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Thanks be to God. I invite you to stand as we say responsively an excerpt from the 72nd Psalm. Give the ruler your justice, O God, and your righteousness to the royal heir, judging your people rightly and upholding the Lord's justice. That the mountains may bring forth peace for the people. May your anointed defend the cause of the poor among the people, save the children of the needy, and crush the oppressor.
May your anointed
son endures as long as the moon from age to age. May your anointed be like rain falling upon the grass, like showers that water the earth.
May your anointed
anointed be one in whose days justice shall flourish and peace abound till the moon is no more. Blessed are you, O God, the God of Israel, who alone does marvelous things. Blessed is your glorious name forever. May the whole earth be filled with your glory. Please be seated. A reading from Romans. For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, so that by steadfastness and by the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. May the God of steadfastness and encouragement grant you to live in harmony with one another, in accordance with Christ Jesus, so that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome one another, therefore, just as Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Thanks be to God.
and a further reading from Romans. For I tell you that Christ has become a servant of the circumcised on behalf of the truth of God, in order that he might confirm the promises given to the patriarchs, and in order that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, therefore I will confess you among the Gentiles and sing praises to your name. And again he says, rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and let all the peoples praise him. And again, Isaiah says, the root of Jesse shall come, the one who rises to rule the Gentiles. In him the Gentiles shall hope. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. I myself feel confident about you, my brothers and sisters, that you yourselves are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, and able to instruct one another. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Thanks be to God.
Stand for the reading of the gospel.
The gospel reading this morning is Matthew 3, verses 1 to 12. In those days, John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness of Judea, proclaiming, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." This is the one of whom the prophet Isaiah spoke when he said, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." Now John wore clothing of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then the people of Jerusalem came, all Judea, were going out to him and all the region along the Jordan, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit worthy of repentance. Do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our ancestor.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and will gather his wheat into the granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning. This morning, in your handout, there's the green description of our stewardship unified Christmas campaign that we have every year. This year, we are pleased to announce the unified appeal in three areas. The first is the Angel Tree Fund. The second is loaves and fishes. And this year, it's a little bit different. Council has decided that we will take residual funds from that and use it for the Community United Transition Fund. The Prison Fellowship Ministry Angel Tree, Betty Bordell tells me that there's five children that we're looking after this year. It provides the Prison Fellowship Ministry with funds for children of prisoners and to ensure that they're not forgotten and can be united with a parent in prison at this time of the year. According to the website, prisonfellowship.org, since 1982, the Prison Fellowship Ministry, founded by Chuck Colson, has become the largest national outreach for children of prisoners. And of course, the Loaves and Fishes Nanaimo Food Bank, as many of the TU congregation know, Loaves and Fishes Community Food Bank of Nanaimo provides food hampers for those in need year-round. However, at Christmas and immediately after, this is a time that is especially important. Again, for more information, you can visit their website at nanaimoloavesandfishes.org. The funding base this year, it's been decided to continue with the same funding as in previous years. The first $500 raised, of that, $200 is designated to the Angel Tree Fund and $300 to Loaves and Fishes Food Bank. And again, the funds that are over and above that $500 benchmark will go to the TU Transition Fund. This unified appeal is intended to support those charitable causes as best we can without taking away from our normal donation basket, and that's quite important. There are two basic ways to contribute. First, through prayer for the less fortunate in our community, and especially for the Angel Tree and Loaves and Fishes Ministries. And secondly, through raising funds that go to the Transition Fund, financially enabling the church to cover expenses associated with bringing in a new minister to Trinity United, as well as supporting the community around us. There is an envelope in the bulletin, or checks may be made directly to the TU Unified Christmas Appeal. Summary, TU is a church with a heart for those in our congregation and our community who feel especially challenged at Christmas. Jesus provides us with the path and guidance to fulfill his ministry for all people, regardless of their circumstance. Let us pray for Trinity United Church and this unified appeal to fulfill our obligation to the teachings of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Let us pray. Most gracious God, most holy God, O God of wonder, O God of unending surprise, as we move more deeply into this Advent season, we give you thanks for the beauty of anticipation, even as we acknowledge how we struggle to wait, to watch, to be patient, and how we struggle when reminded that we are not the masters of our own destiny, but that there are times when we have no choice but to wait upon your power and to wait upon your love. We confess as well how easily we permit December's insanity to overwhelm any remembrance that December for us is not merely the Christmas season, but is truly a season of preparation, a season for recollection, a season of deepening our relationship with the one who is to come. And so we ask you to awaken us from boredom, routine, and apathy, to awaken us from anxiety and fear, busyness and distraction, that we might truly pay attention to your presence already in our midst. Come, Lord Jesus, come.